Hey, thanks for joining me for the first episode of the Self-Dialogue Podcast. I'm actually going to dive into a pretty, I would say, controversial topic right off the bat in our first episode. So I saw a comment on, or it wasn't a comment, it was a post on Instagram several days ago by an account, and the post said, "Those male friends who are literally just male friends and never try to be anything else are important." And of course, as you would expect, when you get down into the comments section, one of the number one comments there was RIP to all of the guys being tagged in this, realizing they're in the friend zone. And the person who made that comment has a valid point. So the more broad question that really exists based on this statement is, can a guy just be friends with a girl and not want to be anything more with the girl? And the answer is yes, but that is a half truth, meaning it is yes under certain circumstances. But more broadly speaking, it's more likely a no. So let's talk about the context in which the answer to that question can be yes. So there's a couple of things. One, if you have a guy friend and he is not physically attracted to you at all, then yes, he can just want to be your friend. Okay? Number two, if a guy is attracted to you, but he is already in a healthy and loving relationship with somebody else, then again, he can just be your friend and not want to be anything more, even though he could have a physical attraction to you. Because whether people like to admit it or not, there is a science to physical attraction. There is a biological kind of imperative to that. It's not all subjective. I know people like to think it is, but that's not true. There is a mountain of science proving this. And one of the biggest key factors in attractiveness is symmetry. So women who tend to have, or and men, in fact, who tend to have very symmetrical faces and bodies are generally perceived to be more attractive. So take that for what it is. That's just the science of it. That's the biological urge that us humans have, or the interest, I should say. So again, is it possible for a guy to just want to be friends with you? Yes, if he's already with someone else, or if he doesn't find you attractive. However, if you have a male friend in your life who is single and he's attracted to you, I guarantee you he wants to be more than just your friend. I guarantee it. The only reasons, and there are a couple, that he does not try to pursue that is, one, maybe he's just really shy and he lacks the confidence to bring that up to you. I would argue that's probably the most common reason. The second reason could be maybe he's tried to test the waters a little bit and said something sort of passive to you to see how you would respond, and you shut it down. So, for example, if you two went out to go have lunch together and you were just talking about whatever, and the topic of relationships got brought up, and he said, "Oh, what, you wouldn't date me?" And if you said no, that's not him casually saying that. That is a very calculated statement of him trying to gauge if you actually potentially could have any interest in him. And if you say no, that's his way of saying, "Ooh, okay, maybe she's really not interested in me at all, and I need to take a step back from that." Okay? The third reason is maybe you are already with somebody, and that's why he hasn't said anything, and he's hoping that that relationship doesn't work out so he can then pursue you himself. Okay? Those are typically going to be your three big reasons why a single male friend who has attracted to you hasn't said anything to you or hasn't tried to pursue that in the way that he would like to. Now, where you get into some of the more dicey territory is what happens when a guy, let's say, does try and pursue you, and it doesn't work out, and you say, oh no, you're just a friend to me. Well, there's usually a couple of things that will happen. One is the guy will either start to distance himself from you, and the reason for that is it's commonplace to think, oh, he's doing that because he wants me to kind of like miss his attention or miss his presence, so then you as the girl go and pursue him. That's actually not what it is. Now, on some rare occasions, I would say that's possible, but more than likely, if that guy tries to pursue you and you say no, the reason he's distancing himself from you is because that is the easiest way for a guy to get over you and to let go of those feelings and move on. Right? You've ever heard the phrase, out of sight, out of mind? Well, if we're not talking to you as much, we don't spend as much time with you, we don't see you as often, that gives us the space and the time away from you to let those feelings go. Now, sometimes that guy can come back into your life and things can be different. I would say that's an anomaly. Usually, if a guy is done with you, he's done. Like, you're just not in his life anymore, and that's it. Not always, but I'd say that's probably more common. So, again, one thing a guy might do is start distancing himself from you, and the worst thing you could do is try and pursue that. Just let him go. He needs his time to heal and lose those feelings and let those feelings fade. Let him go. Don't chase him. Okay? The second thing that a guy might do is a guy might stick around. He'll recognize, or it will be a discussion between you two, that you're just friends. And then he will stick around and be just as active in your life and take as much of a role as he was previously while respecting that boundary. So he won't try and pursue you as something more than a friend. But what he will likely end up doing is starting to work on himself a lot in hopes that you will notice and your view of him will change. Your attraction to him, where it didn't exist before, will start to develop. That's another common thing that guys do. And the third thing, and this is really where you get into some kind of more dicey territory, is the guy is too afraid to let you go. And so even though you've already told him no, he will stick around and try and be a good friend to his own detriment, because it is incredibly painful and heartbreaking and emotionally damaging to stick around and stay in somebody's life who doesn't want you the same way you want them. Now, it's not as bad when they're single, but if you as the girl know that you have a friend who likes you and you already said no, and then you start dating someone else, that is a giant dagger to the heart. Giant dagger to the heart. And that's even going to be true of the guy who sticks around and who tries to improve himself, hoping that you see him different someday. Right? If you end up dating someone else, that's going to absolutely kill that dude. It's going to crush him. But again, that's worth it to some guys to go through in hopes that they might still have a chance with you. Now, the reason I particularly bring up this topic is, one, it seems to be very commonplace that a lot of people have dealt with this at some point in their life. I've personally dealt with this on more than one occasion, and my only solution that I have ever found was I had to let them go. I had to separate them from my life completely and just not talk to them, not be friends anymore, and just go our separate ways. And while it sucks to lose the genuine friendship that was there, it is a surefire way to move past it with the least amount of pain. And then you get into a situation that I am currently dealing with, which is I have a friend of mine who, and a genuine friend, this isn't some random stranger who I just happen to have a crush on or something. This is somebody I developed a friendship with first, who I had no romantic interest in at all when we first met each other. And over time, that started to develop. She knows I like her. I know she doesn't like me in that way. She likes me as a friend, but not in a romantic sense. And her and I have had this conversation on a few different occasions. And I've been very open and very straightforward about it. I was like, I have no interest in playing games. I'm just going to tell you how it is. If you feel the same, great. If you don't, that's fine. Now, here's the dilemma that I'm in. I highly, highly value this friendship. And I know it would be really easy for me to just say, well, not easy, but it would be less painful for my heart to just walk away from it and just distance myself and stop talking to her and let it go. But I don't want to do that because I genuinely value that friendship. Like, if she found someone else that was right for her and she honestly knew, like, in her heart that was the person for her, I would be happy. I'd be a little bit jealous, to be fair, but I wouldn't be jealous to the extent that it would be malevolent or that I would do anything to try and get in between that, because if you do that, you're not really their friend. It's just all about you. That's actually a good gauge. If you're a dude who tries to kind of make your female friend feel bad for dating someone else because it's not you, you're really not her friend. But I'm in the dilemma right now because I don't want to lose that friendship. So I have to try and let go of those feelings or nullify those feelings while still playing an active role as a friend in her life. Now, I have never been able to successfully do that. I've tried sometimes for just like a few months with somebody. Sometimes it went on for years, for many years. And I've never been able to make it work. So do I have some concern that I won't be able to make this work just because historically I never have? Yes. But do I think it's worth trying because of how awesome I know this girl genuinely is as a person, not because of my, you know, subjective view, like my feelings are twisting who she really, really is. On an objective level, she's an amazing person. And it's concerning to me that I risk losing that because I developed feelings. So I have no idea how this is all going to turn out. Obviously, can't see into the future. But I'm going to try and maintain with a genuine best effort that I can. I'm going to try and maintain that relationship while letting my feelings go. Now, how I am going to do that, I don't know yet. That is unknown territory for me that I've never been in. And I actually think it would be really interesting to take all of you along in that journey. Now, that's not going to be entirely what this podcast is about. That's not even going to be the majority of what this podcast is about. But I'll do occasional updates on that because I think it's interesting to see how that plays out. So just as a quick recap, as we hit the 15-minute mark here, can a guy just be friends and only want to be friends with a girl? Yes. But it's very situational. As a more general statement, I would argue no, that's not the case. You can be friends, but be sure that if a guy is attracted to you and he's single, he wants to be more than just your friend. I'm telling you, he does. He might even lie to you and say he doesn't as a way to kind of protect the friendship, because he's afraid if he says anything, then you'll sort of say some horrible thing that'll hurt his feelings and you'll disappear or whatever. But I'm telling you, if there's a guy in your life who's been a really, really great friend to you, and you know he's attracted to you, or he's even expressed that to you before, guarantee he wants to be more than your friend, and he would really like to be that. So take that for what it is. That's what our first episode is going to be about. If you guys have any other, or that's what our first episode is about, if you guys or gals have any questions about this, or you want to start more of a discussion about it, certainly send me a message and let me know. For the time being, this podcast is really just going to be me talking, but I'm open to adding other people or having guests on this podcast in the future, because I think it's really would be a really interesting thing to get different opposing viewpoints on some of these topics, which I would argue are quite visceral for a lot of us, because I think most of us have experienced this at one point or another in life. So thanks everybody for listening. I really appreciate it, and stay tuned for the next episode.